Before many of us even went to school, we learned from watching Sesame Street on TV. The Sesame Workshop has put out two old-school collections of the show. These are episodes going all the way back to the first one, which aired in 1969. But on the DVD, before the show kicks off, there's this announcement.
Welcome to Sesame Street Nostalgia. I am Bob, your host, and I want you to know that these early Sesame Street episodes are intended for grown-ups and may not suit the needs of today's preschool child.
That message sparked a New York Times piece listing all the things that would never fly on Sesame Street today, including a closeted gay couple living in a dingy basement apartment, Cookie Monster binge-eating carb-filled desserts, lengthy psychedelic segments about cows. And this was on a show that was supposed to be targeting urban youth. Joining us now is Daniel Anderson. He was a consultant on Sesame Street in the 1970s, and now he's a psychology professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Welcome.
Glad to be with you.
So, Professor Anderson, when this show was first getting started and in the 70s, how did the producers determine what was and wasn't appropriate for young kids to be watching?
Well, I think first and foremost in that era, what they knew they had to stay away from was violence. And another thing that they were very concerned about at that time was modeling anything that would be, if it was imitated by preschoolers, would be dangerous behavior. So a good example of a segment that got rejected from that time was a Bert and Ernie segment where Ernie managed to get a bucket over his head and was wandering around, bumping into things, and so on. It's a very funny segment, slapsticks, and I'm sure preschoolers would have really loved it.
But then they might have really tried it, too, right?
Exactly. You would have seen kids falling downstairs with buckets over their heads.
Let's take a listen to one of the scenes from this. This is the first episode ever of Sesame Street, and it is a scene with Ernie and Bert, and Ernie's in the bath.
Hey, Bert! Bert! Can you bring me a bar of soap?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so watching this now, you think, well, sure, they're Ernie and Bert. They're a couple. At the time, I didn't even think about that at all. And, you know, I just wonder if in all of this, maybe some viewers have gotten a bit hypersensitive about, you know, what themes are we bringing up with kids and when are we doing that?
Yeah, if you think about it, go back to that era of time, and the term gay was not even part of the vocabulary of the general public. People weren't thinking about those issues by and large. My guess is that the writers had no secret agenda with respect to that. Eventually, Sesame Street got caught up in the culture wars, as much of the rest of the country did, too. And decisions that were really innocent decisions at the time began to be questioned. Certainly, children are completely unaware of these adult concerns.
Daniel Anderson teaches psychology at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alex, are you kind of looking at this and thinking, ah, what did they do to me?
I turned out okay. And you watched Sesame Street too, right? You turned out okay.
I know. I loved Sesame Street, but I didn't know all the damage it was causing me. And you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to rent these videos and damage my kids.
Yeah. Pass the tradition along. Can you show me the way to permanently scarring my children's psyche? There's more of Day to Day coming up. Stay with us.